talk girls tennis here as the Scott City girls tennis team saw their season conclude over the weekend as they were at the 3-2-1A state meet in Wichita, and here this evening here with Coach Sarah Kocharik. And Coach, thanks again for joining me here. And does it feel weird now that you've all of a sudden have free time after school here beginning Monday?
It does. I come home and it's like, oh, I don't have to put on different clothes and head to practice.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's probably a benefit, though, because it's been quite a bit cooler here this week.
It has been a lot chillier, you're right.
Yeah. Well, you guys were able to compete there at the state to meet there, the 3-2-1A state meets. You took five tennis players there to compete. Took two doubles teams and a singles player, and ended up at 10th place overall as a team. So that's pretty cool this weekend. And, you know, it was probably kind of a roller coaster of emotions and how you guys played. But overall, how did you feel like your team came out and played over the weekend?
Overall, I thought they did fine. You know, we had three of them who had never experienced playing at state, and so that was a first for them, and they all realize what they've got to do. Of course, one of them won't be back as she was an exchange student, but you know, the other two will be back next year, and hopefully we'll be making a second trip to state, and they know a little more of what to expect.
Absolutely there, and we'll start off with your singles player there, Liam Muir, and he knew after the seeding meeting took place. That was a very tough draw there right off the bat, and I think that girl ended up being in the finals of not winning at all, but still, she came out and competed hard there, played pretty tough there, and then that first round consolation, just a kind of a tough go of it there, but you couldn't ask for any better effort from her.
That's right. She did. She drew the number one seed who ended up being the state champion, and she played her well. She didn't hang her head. She went out there and scored points, and that's what I told her was important. And then she came back, and her second match, you know, second round, she lost it as well. But she didn't give up. She fought hard, and she said, wow, this was amazing. She goes, I want to come back next year and watch, Coach.
Well, yeah, come back. Or, yeah, maybe if you're going to watch it, I think you should compete, right?
That's right. That's what I told her. I said, what do you mean just watch?
Yeah. Well, no, it's awesome to see the success she had in just her lone year in Scott City with the tennis there, even though it was a tough go of it at state. But your doubles team making their debut there, Riley Stoppel and Madison Westergaard, and you're talking about a couple of players that really hadn't played together until this year, and one had not played singles for a couple of years, and you know, they put together a pretty good effort, had a really tough draw first round against a very good Ellsworth team, and then consolation first round, got a win there, but just fell one match short of being a state placer.
That's right. You know, they played Ellsworth that first round, and they played them tough, and that Ellsworth team ended up, you know, placing, I think, in the top four there of state. I think they were actually fourth. Then their next round, they won. And then they drew Smoky Valley, Lindsberg Smoky Valley. And they've got a tradition of being very strong tennis, you know, community. And they showed that match. And, you know, the girls, Maddie, she's been out at the courts. She was out there Monday and Tuesday. She said, I saw some things at state tennis that I want to be working on for next year. And so she hasn't, you know, even though we are not having official practice, she's been out there practicing.
Well, you got to love to see that. I mean, what to correct and maybe get to that next level next year.
That's right. You got to keep going. You can't just put it up and not play anything until August next year if you want to improve.
Absolutely. And then on your other doubles team, they improved from their ninth place finish a year ago. They ended up seventh, and Sadie Herman, and Bella Myers there. And, yeah, they had just couldn't quite get the breaks, it looked like, first round there. But you have to give them credit for bouncing back and coming all the way through that consolation side. I know lost to Smoky Valley, the team that knocked out Madison and Riley there. But they came back, and they ended on a winning note.
They did, you know, and everybody, they played Smoky Valley great. They didn't just give it to them. Smoky Valley had to work for everything they got, but they just came up short in the end. and, you know, their final match against, I'm trying to think.
Was it Conway?
Conway, yeah. It was against Conway. I mean, that one was a tough one, too, and went to tiebreaker, and they won the tiebreaker 12-10, I believe.
Wow.
So it was close all the way, and it was back and forth, and you know, so they fought, but they knew they had been there before, experienced it, and they said they wanted to improve, and they did. Like you said, they finished seventh instead of ninth last year, and even though they were disappointed they didn't place higher, they still played great at state.
Oh, absolutely there. And, you know, you take a look back at the season here, and it's weird. As many players as you had out for the team this year, you had no seniors.
That's right.
So,
everybody's,
I mean,
coming back.
Yeah, that's got to be pretty exciting there. And, you know, in reality, I know you lose probably one player there with Laya, but still, you have pretty much your whole cast coming back. And I think that shows that, because you guys had some depth there and some ones that pushed for varsity spots there at the end there. And that's got to be exciting as you look ahead here to the future.
It is, Adam. It's very exciting. We're glad to be in the position that we are, having those. I think there's 10 juniors on the team.
Wow.
That, you know, will be going up. And we have one freshman that was on varsity this year, and she went to state with us too and was impressed by what she saw and knows what she needs to work for. But, you know, it is nice to have those, all five of those, coming back.
Would you feel like that maybe your team through the competition this weekend took away from maybe what they saw, maybe not from their opponents that maybe knocked them off, but maybe some of those that were toward the top of the award stand at the end?
Well, you know, they all made comments about their serves, how much faster those serves were. And even though we talk about placing our shots, our girls maybe just aren't quite there yet. And they saw, wow, those girls just, they knew exactly where to place it. And so, you know, I think by looking at some of those things, they know where they need to improve next year.
Well, it's been a fun season, and you've had a lot of accomplishments along the way. Coach Cheryl Kirchari joining us here. Thanks, as always, all season long. It's been fun covering your team, following your team, and watching their success there. And thanks again for joining me. Hopefully we get to do some of this again in the spring.
I hope so. I hope we are. Thank you very much, Adam.